Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Even as President Donald Trump traveled to California today to cheer on firefighters on the front lines of wildfires, it wasn't long before the event got political. Trump, in direct opposition to what scientists and others have been saying, blaming the fires on poor land management rather than a rapidly warming planet. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
For President Trump, this is very on brand. He pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. He says that efforts to try to address climate change are a mistake that will hurt the economy. And President Trump clearly sees this as a political winner, especially in states like Pennsylvania and Texas that have large fossil fuel industries.
NPR's Tamara Keith, Trump's Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, meanwhile, pointed to the mounting death toll across California, Oregon, and Washington state, calling Trump, quote, a climate arsonist. Fires have scorched more than 4 million acres there and claimed at least 35 lives. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for the Trump administration to end humanitarian protections for some 300,000 immigrants living in the U.S. who had fled dangerous conditions in their countries. As NPR's John Burnett explains, the ruling could affect citizens from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan, and possibly Honduras and Nepal.
Two out of three judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the plaintiffs had failed to prove that President Trump's, quote, racial animus toward non-white, non-European populations was a factor when his administration canceled temporary protected status for the immigrants. The effect of the decision means that those immigrants, some of whom have lived here for two decades, could be subject to removal next year, and they have tens of thousands of U.S.-born children. Under TPS, they were allowed to live and work here indefinitely if their countries were unsafe because of earthquakes or armed conflict. Lawyers for the immigrants say they'll seek a new ruling from the full Ninth Circuit. John Burnett, NPR News.
The popular video app TikTok and software company Oracle say they've struck a deal to address the Trump administration's worries over TikTok's Chinese ownership. NPR's Shannon Bond reports the agreement appears to fall short of a full sale of the popular video app in the U.S.
Oracle says it will be a, quote, trusted technology provider for TikTok as part of a proposal the app's owner, ByteDance, has submitted to the U.S. government. Beijing-based ByteDance is facing a deadline from the White House to sell the app's U.S. operations. TikTok says it believes its proposed partnership with Oracle would resolve the Trump administration's national security concerns. The structure of the partnership is unclear, and the deal still needs approval from the U.S. government. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told CNBC on Monday the proposal will be reviewed this week. Microsoft had also been in the running to buy TikTok, but said its bid was rejected. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.
Wall Street kicked off the new trading week with a broad rally. The Dow was up 327 points. The Nasdaq rose 203 points. This is NPR. Telecom company Verizon says it's spending just over $6 billion to acquire prepaid phone seller TracFone. TracFone is a subsidiary of Mexican telecom company America Mobile and is the largest U.S. mobile reseller. The move by Verizon is aimed at expanding the company's business in terms of lower income customers. TracFone doesn't actually have its own network. Instead, it pays companies like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile a fee to use theirs. The South Dakota Attorney General apparently struck and killed a pedestrian over the weekend. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports the incident occurred following a county Republican fundraiser Saturday evening.
Attorney General Jason Roundsburg was on his way back to the state capitol pier when he struck and killed 55-year-old Joseph Beaver on U.S. Highway 14. His office says the attorney general was not drinking that night. He told the local sheriff's office he thought he had hit a deer. Beaver's cousin Nick Nemec says it's hard to mistake a body for a deer.
We want answers just why it's taken so long for authorities to get their ducks in a row. And it sounds like that's what they're trying to do is get their ducks in a row. And it stinks.
Attorney General Roundsburg says he's filled with sorrow over the incident. He says he will cooperate with the investigation being conducted by the South Dakota Highway Patrol. For NPR News, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Crude oil futures prices closed modestly lower amid continued concerns over future demand and a weak forecast from OPEC because of the coronavirus pandemic. Oil fell 7 cents a barrel to end the session at $37.26 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.